After a family celebration, Nia Wilson and her sisters, Tashaya and Latifa, are returning to their home in Oakland, California, on BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. Transferring at MacArthur Station, Tashaya enters the car first, becoming horror-struck as Nia stumbles into the train car.
It looked like she tripped.
Yeah, it was blood coming down from her neck.
Dumbfounded how a large wound has appeared on her sister's neck, Tashaya is terrified for Nia's life.
I believe the doors had closed and then they had reopened. And then I start screaming, trying to go find help.
Latifa grabs Nia's neck and is trying to hold Nia's neck. And as she turns, you can see the blood splash across the platform. Nia, as a result of being stabbed, suffered a tear to her carotid artery and a tear to her jugular vein. As a result of both of those injuries, she bled out in less than 2.5 minutes, and there was nothing anybody could have done short of her going on to a surgeon's table for emergency surgery. Immediately upon the murder happening, BART Police Department began collecting surveillance. Our BART system at the time had been upgraded as far as all of their surveillance footage.
BART surveillance footage captures the entirety of the attack. The suspect captured on the footage is a 20 to 30-year-old white male wearing a white t-shirt. It begins when the suspect first encounters Nia and her sisters as they arrive at BART.
You can see that the suspect's attention is immediately directed towards the sisters. He becomes focused on them. As soon as the sisters make it clear that they're about to get on one of the BART trains headed towards Oakland, he then puts his hoodie over his head, grabs his backpack, and hustles over and gets on the actual car that the sisters have. As the sisters are standing and seated on the BART train, the suspect is roughly about 10 feet away from Nia. The BART train continues past 4 other stops, ultimately arriving at the MacArthur BART station, which is one of the central hubs in the city of Oakland. The three sisters immediately get off of the train. As they make their way towards the exit, the suspect stands up and begins to follow them. As the sisters are making their way across the platform, this Caucasian male is seen on surveillance footage, essentially bending down and removing the knife, and then secreting it under his shirt. The sisters are waiting now for the train doors to open. As the train doors begin to open, the suspect approaches them from behind, looking up and down the platform as if looking for an escape route. He then takes the knife from underneath his shirt and immediately stabs Nia Wilson in the neck twice, and then stabs the older sister, Latifa, in the neck once and tries to stab her again a second time, but his momentum has carried him past her. When the sisters are stabbed, Nia immediately jumps onto the train, followed immediately by Latifa, who actually glances over her left shoulder and sees the suspect. He then jogs for a short distance, turns the corner to go down the stairs to exit the BART platform. And as he turns the stairs, other people start running and screaming. He begins to run and tries to blend in with them. He makes his way down the bottom of the platform and illegally exits the BART station. At about that time, Nia comes off of the BART train, and as she turns, you can't see the blood coming out of her neck, but you can see the blood splash across the platform, and you know that she is hurt very seriously. Latifa grabs Nia's neck and is trying to hold Nia's neck while she herself is bleeding from the neck. The suspect has basically jogged about a block and entered a BART parking structure. You can see by this time that the suspect has already changed his hooded sweatshirt to a different color hooded sweatshirt, which he then tucks into a backpack containing his own personal belongings, and he tucks them behind essentially a wall. He turns, jogs to the middle of the parking structure, removes his shoes with his feet, and then pulls his sweatpants down, and he has shorts on underneath. He then picks up his shoes, his sweatpants, and then runs out of the BART parking structure and discards the sweatpants that he had. By this point, Nia Wilson has already expired. She's dead at this time.